Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or even to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. After extensive miles on and off road on the 1250 GS and GSA motorcycles, I have a definite affiliation to the model range. The boxer engined off-road capable machines are good at so many things. The evolution has been so progressive and so good that it becomes hard to imagine that any major change is possible. So with my recent test of the 1300 GS, to be surprised by more than the technology does seem far-fetched. As to the tech, the bike optionally gets things like radar cruise control and blind spot lane warnings with orange lights in the rearview mirrors to warn you of approaching traffic in your blind spot. This is one of the few novelties I'm not sure of. The system is a resounding yes. Putting the warning lights in the already vulnerable to drops mirrors, not so good in my humble opinion. They could have been mounted elsewhere just as visibly as effectively. Mirrors don't need wires and electronics. When on a motorbike, they stick out and are likely to get smashed or dinged. The screen now gets a sport mode, which lets you see driving dynamics while riding. Things like G-force and lean angle are fun to watch, with the latter becoming a bit of a game quite quickly, well, for me at least. Also a bit of a humbler when riding with those more skilled than you. Never mind all of that stuff. How does it ride? Well, on the road, the change is absolutely incredible. The turn in is amazingly nimble without being any less predictable and confidence inspiring. It really is some kind of black magic. Something I never noticed until I went from the 1300 back to my 1250 is engine smoothness. The 1250 was smooth, but the contrast is incredible. Most impressive at higher revs, the 1300 is so balanced and smooth. Digital shift lights that are usable, configurable, help you with precise changes, especially on the up change. And lastly, the gear shift feel is vastly improved. Another highlight for me on the trophy model I had on test is the rear brake lever. Its foot platform can turn 90 degrees, allowing a raised setting, making it easier to use when standing, and a toolless adjustment. And trust me, when you're wearing motocross-style boots off-road, this really helps. Now for some trophy model-specific observations. I hated the tiny little rally screen. It's too small. Buffeting is a real thing at higher than freeway speeds. The way it flips up and down with the two-position lever is genius, but it needs a bigger screen on order for sure. Also, the test unit had the stock suspension rather than the pro suspension most 1250s came specced with, and it's a bit lacking when pushed to the limits. Again, something you can choose to live with or spec up on order. I would recommend going full variable height control to get big bump connectivity. I found the rear wheel whacked a bit in super fast bumpy cornering, and rear rebound was occasionally too fast in off-road skyward launches. I would also have appreciated a slightly bigger diameter front wheel, considering this is the trophy model, for slightly better sand and rock riding, the big GS's already weak spot. Would I recommend it over 1250? Well, yes, for sure. It is more economical, much quicker, and more fun. If you have a 1250 already, the change isn't necessarily big enough to warrant an upgrade unless you do most of your riding on the tar, in which case it is. That's the BMW 1300 GS Trophy. The base GS is available from as low as 262,000 Rand. The Crash Barn Off-Road Ready Trophy starts at 278,000 Rand, and forged wheels will cost you extra. The Dynamic Package, which I believe you want, is an extra 48K. And another kudos to BMW, before I forget, is a lot of the stuff that broke off in previous models and needed protective guards is now much better tucked away, and BMW has put a lot of design thought into this, and the center stand is much better than the previous one, not hitting the bike or the ground once in the entire test. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi. And find the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.